Greg Abbott has announced his legislative priorities, including property tax relief and school choice. It's Friday, February 17th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Well, we're almost, but not quite yet, to the weekend. Pop quiz, which school is more liberal, Texas A&M or the University of Texas? We'll try to answer that. But first up, in his State of the State address last night, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced his 7 priorities for the current legislative session. Those priorities include property tax relief, school choice, school safety, border security, and bail reform. He said lawmakers should be doing more to address border security, and he wants fentanyl deaths to be treated as murders. On school choice, the governor wants education savings accounts to give parents more power, and he wants the contents of public school libraries and curriculum to be more accessible. Notably, Governor Abbott recommended a requirement be added to state law that the legislature be convened if another pandemic is ever declared. And the governor also called for an end to all COVID-19 restrictions. Well, that's significant because of our next story. While even the White House has said they'll soon end the national COVID state of emergency, Governor Greg Abbott has extended his emergency orders for another 30 days, keeping the state under a state of emergency regarding COVID. This latest extension makes it 1,070 days that Texas has been in a state of emergency over the virus. But I know, you're saying, hold on, the governor said in his speech he wants these to go away. So what gives? As part of his most recent declaration, Abbott said he intends to keep extending his executive orders until the legislature enacts laws prohibiting local governments from imposing restrictions like mask mandates and vaccine mandates. Texas is suing the Biden administration over the implementation of a parole program that allows large numbers of illegal aliens to be released into the U.S. The Office of Attorney General Ken Paxton said the lawsuit was filed because of the steep costs associated with admitting hundreds of thousands of aliens into the state. The AG's office estimates millions of dollars would result in spending on health care, law enforcement, and education. In all, says Paxton, it would be a massive burden to Texas. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans. The Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
A finance professor from the University of Texas is suing the institution's officials for violating his First Amendment rights. Richard Lowry claims that because he's spoken out on controversial issues in opposition to the prevailing leftist establishment, that university officials threatened his job, his pay, his research opportunities, and even his basic academic freedoms. Lowry's been a longtime critic of leftist programs at UT, like the so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion push. He's spoken out against UT's approaches to major issues. Now, for my fellow Aggies who are feeling a little smug right now, you might want to check out a special edition of the Luke Macias Show that dropped yesterday afternoon. Researcher Scott Yenner revealed to Luke his findings of just how far left Texas A&M has gone in recent years. Yenner tells Macias that A&M has more employees focused on so-called DEI initiatives than their sister institution in Austin. As an Aggie myself, that makes me think that before we go sawing off varsity's horns, we should first gig the lefties out of College Station. You can find the Luke Macias Show everywhere you listen to podcasts, or you can find it at texasscorecard.com. You can also find the UT story there and the others mentioned today, as well as the latest news and commentary. Today's articles were originally reported by Brandon Walton, Sidney Henry Sully Rice, and Luke Macias. The Texas Minute is produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. Let me close the week with this thought. Liberty can only grow in the soil of self-governance tended to daily by zealous patriots. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.